知行英语。Listen and share.
2 in room 217. The incident itself happened to me the spring semester of 1993 while I was a student at the University of Wyoming. At the time, I was living in Crane Hall, second floor, room 217. I had only occupied this room since the beginning of the semester in mid-January. The room itself was small, constructed of red brick and cinder blockwith a whole wall of windows facing west. Throw a rug on the floor, hang a few posters, and you have any dorm room in America. The atmosphere was dull at best, and I actually inhabited the room for the better part of the semester without incident until 2 weeks before finals. I was lying on my back asleep when I felt two fingers being dragged from my chain down my throatand across my collarbone. The pressure was enough that the fingernails were painfully scratching me. The moment I woke up, the hand pulled away. Because the windows were covered by blinds that never kept out the light from the street lights, the room was pretty well lit. For one moment, I just lay there staring at the ceiling tiles, thinking I was dreaming. Then I began to look around me.From the wall at the foot of my bed to the windows that denied me enough darkness to sleep properly, to the strange man on my left who was kneeling next to my bed.
事情发生在1993年的春季学期，当时我正在华阳明大学读书。那时我住在克兰公寓二层的217房间，我是一月初学期开始的时候住进这个房间的。房间很小，是红砖和煤渣结构，朝西的那面墙全部是窗户，在地上铺块小地毯，再挂上几张海报，就变成在美国随处可见的宿舍了。只是气氛有点沉闷，实际上我在那儿住了大半个学期都没出什么事情，只是在期末考试前两周的时候出了点麻烦。我当时正在睡觉，突然感觉到有两只手指从我的下巴一路滑到咽喉再到锁骨，手指的力量使得指甲刮疼了我。我一醒过来，那只手又拿开了，因为窗户上的窗帘根本挡不住外面路灯射进来的光，所以房间里还是很亮。我躺在床上看着屋顶上的瓷砖，以为自己是在做梦，然后我开始环顾四周，看向床尾方向的墙，然后是那些不能阻挡足够光亮以致让我无法安睡的窗户，接着看到跪在我左手床边的一个奇怪的男人。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
The incident itself happened to me the spring semester of 1993 while I was a student at the University of Wyoming.
事情发生在1993年的春季学期，当时我正在华阳明大学读书。
At the time I was living in Crane Hall, second floor, room 217.
那时我住在克兰公寓二层的217房间。
I had only occupied this room since the beginning of the semester in mid-January.
我是一月初学期开始的时候住进这个房间的。
The room itself was small, constructed of red brick and cinder block with a whole wall of windows facing west.
房间很小， 是红砖和煤渣结构，朝西的那面墙全部是窗户。
Throw a rug on the floor, hang a few posters, and you have any dorm room in America.
在地上铺块小地毯，再挂上几张海报，就变成在美国随处可见的宿舍了。
The atmosphere was dull at best, and I actually inhabited the room for the better part of the semester without incident until 2 weeks before finals.
只是气氛有点沉闷，实际上我在那儿住了大半个学期都没出什么事情，只是在期末考试前2周的时候出了点麻烦。
I was lying on my back asleep when I felt 2 fingers being dragged from my chain down my throat and across my collarbone.
我当时正在睡觉，突然感觉到有2只手指从我的下巴一路滑到咽喉再到锁骨。
The pressure was enoughThat the fingernails were painfully scratching me.
手指的力量使得指甲刮疼了我。
The moment I woke up, the hand pulled away.
我一醒过来，那只手又拿开了。
Because the windows were covered by blinds that never kept out the light from the street lights, the room was pretty well lit.
因为窗户上的窗帘根本挡不住外面路灯射进来的光，所以房间里还是很亮。
For one moment, I just lay there staring at the ceiling tiles, thinking I was dreaming.
我躺在床上看着屋顶上的瓷砖，以为自己是在做梦。
Then I began to look around me. From the wall at the foot of my bed to the windows that denied me enough darkness to sleep properly, to the strange man on my left who was kneeling next to my bed.
然后我开始环顾四周，看向床尾方向的墙，然后是那些不能阻挡足够光亮以致让我无法安睡的窗户，接着看到跪在我左手床边的一个奇怪的男人。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Incident表示事件，一般都是不太重要的事。比如说
He resolved never to tell anyone about the incident.
他决定永远不跟任何人谈这件事儿。我们常常把这个词同 event 和 accident 放在一起讨论。这两个词都可以表示事情，但是同 incident 在意思上还是有区别的。Accident 可不是一个好词，它的意思是事故。比如说 air accident,车祸 ,plane accident, 飞机失事。Event 所指的事情一般都是比较重大的事，比如说 current event, 时事。
The chief event of 2006,
2006年的大事。
Floor,
second floor 表示二楼，这是一种英式英语的说法。在这里大家要注意，在表示楼层的时候，英式英语与美式英语是有区别的。比如说一楼在英式英语当中我们称为 the first floor, 而美式英语则叫 the ground floor。 英式英语称二楼为 the second floor, 美式英语则为 the first floor, 以此类推。
Occupy
意思是占领、占据、占用，例如
The enemy soon occupied the town,
敌人很快占领了这个城镇。大家有时候可以在厕所的门上看到一个牌子写着 Occupied, 意思就是卫生间有人了，被占用了。Occupy oneself in 是一个很常见的词组，表示从事于、忙于。来看一个例子，
She is occupied in writing a novel.
她忙于写小说。
Inhabit
这个动词的意思是居住，大家要注意这是个及物动词，也就是说如果我们说住在宿舍里就可以直接说 inhabit the dorm, 与此对应的是 live, dwell 这两个不及物动词。如果要表达居住在这样的意思，我们就可以说 live in 或者是 dwell in。 比如说他住在酒店里面，
She lives in the hotel or she dwells in the hotel。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。